Show with Luke Brendam.
The Goldies, 92.5 Triple M.
Welcome to the jungle.
Heyo, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. Luke Bradnam with you. The Rush Hour coming up on the show this afternoon. We'll do our Tool of the Week segment. Brayden Murphy joins us from down on the border where our borders have been open today to everyone other than Victorians. We'll find out the shenanigans happening down there. Ricky Stewart's made a bet with old mate Craig Bellamy. That's a bit of fun. Also, Dobbo's going to join us and let us know what is happening with regards to David Fifita. Will he be in Titans colours next year, picking up $1.25 a year? Well, you can find out if you listen to this. It's The Catch-Up, and it is starting for you right now.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast.
As of, I think, midday, our borders were open. 250,000, they're saying, are trying to make their way into Queensland. Who could blame them? But how is it down there on the border at the moment, given that there's so many delays and so many people trying to come through? I've seen Sergeant Brayden Murphy, Gold Coast's finest man in blue, joining us right now. Hey, Brayden, how are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. Yourself?
I'm good, but I'm not stuck in these delays. What's it like down there at the moment? Are the delays as bad as what we were expecting?
Mate, the line is probably longer than the COVID-19 testing in Victoria at the moment.
Is that right? So what was it taking, a couple of hours or a couple of days?
Look, I wouldn't say a couple of hours, but it's they're lengthy delays, you know, probably around what we saw last Friday.
Right.
You know, with obviously all those people that, you know, had their caravans primed and ready to go and, you know, they wanted to get that midday and jump the gun and get into beautiful Queensland. I mean, who blames them?
Right. So were they queuing up, mate, like as if they were about to buy, you know, tickets to go and see, I don't know, U2 or something? People queuing up overnight to try and get in? Or was it just a mad rush at midday?
No, I think what happened was most of the caravaners were pretty good, mate. They were sort of all over the place in rural New South Wales. So I think they were actually leaving their caravan parks for midday.
Right.
And heading up. But the lengthy stuff for us, obviously, is trying to check to make sure, you know, nobody's got 17 Victorians hiding out in the back of their caravan.
Have you found any yet? Have you had to turn many people away?
No, mate, we've got about 6 cartons of VB just at the border.
Right.
So anybody that sort of looks over sideways at the VB, we go, yeah, Victorian for sure.
Yeah.
We get them out of the car and search them.
And is there anyone that's dressed like they're off to the Melbourne Cup? That's it. Turn around. You do a U-turn. You're back home.
The black skivvy gives it away, mate.
The black skivvies. Hey, good on you, Brayden. So it's bad, but not as bad as potentially it could be. That's the bottom line.
And we say anybody that wants to go over the border, if you're a Queensland, you want to go to Byron Bay or whatever, and you want to come back, just make sure you update your pass, your G pass, and everything's good to go.
Rock on, mate. Hey, thanks very much, Brayden. Appreciate it.
No worries, guys.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No. It's Tool of the Week.
Nominate your tools, Gold Coast, because whoever's got the best nomination is going to score this $100 meat tray thanks to Cavs Steakhouse. And don't forget that they are now delivering. You can go to cavsbutchery.com.au to get your best steak on the Gold Coast. I've got to say, before I nominate my Tool of the Week, I've got to nominate my Legend of the Week, and it's that bloke from the Albury-Wodonga border who just hijacked a TV press conference, banging on about the border closures, had a VB can in his hand while he gave this awesome performance to the media. Have a listen.
Personally, I don't
work. Not really good. Sir, I don't really give a f-.
Okay,
you know, I'm in lockdown.
Yeah.
Now, what do you reckon?
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
Mate, oh, I live here and you try to lock me out of Wally Wodonga and Albury? How am I supposed to get a Centrelink? No, that's what I'm really wanting to worry about, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
So it's
definitely in Albury. Well, mate, of course I do. Where else where do I go? Yeah. Now, where do I go?
Is there
a Centrelink? No, there's not. No, that's very bad, eh?
Yeah.
So you tell that to Channel 9. What are you? Channel 7? 8? 10? 12?
All right. Okay, he's my Legend of the Week, that guy. I love him. He's as cool as the Chick Chick Boom Chick. Remember her a couple of years ago? Now, my Tool of the Week, though, goes, I'm going to give it to Pauline Hanson. She gave it to the people in the Housing Commission that have been put in lockdown down in Victoria. And we just had this funny montage because she was talking about the fact that some of them can't even speak English. And then we got a montage here of Pauline mangling the English language herself. Have a listen.
all this PC brigade out there.
Well, I'm calling for the tapes to be released.
Look, initially I had the offer of pro bono lawyer because it's so big. And these people should be on the spot fine given to them.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
The Australian people looking us.
Let's take it word for word what they are. What I said is that the deplorable anti-rise of racism, racism towards the whites, white society, plus also about protecting the Western civilization, and it's okay to be white.
Kids, no hope of future.
If this climate change is happening, it's not because man-made is causing it to happen. We've got volcano eruption.
Okay. Pauline, come on, love you, but you are mine.
You're the tool of the week.
You can't have a crack at people for not being able to speak English when you have a little bit of trouble yourself. Okay, hey, Charmaine is getting us underway. She's out of Oxenford. Charmaine, who do you want to crown as tool of the week?
Oh, Luke, Sheree, I've been wanting to vent all week, but I just had to wait for this segment.
Right. You've been waiting all week for tool of the week.
Yeah, I have been wanting to vent. Right. But, yeah, tool of the week. Seriously, it has to go to whoever's idea it was to decide that it's okay for cars to go around with an A4-sized piece of paper on their windscreen. If not one, even two. I've seen three and I've even seen four. And not understand that that's probably going to block the vision of the driver, which is probably a bit of a driving hazard and may cause accidents.
Charmaine, it's so funny you say that because I don't have a border control pass on my windscreen, but my girlfriend does. And yep. Then I jumped in her car the other day and I was amazed at how much her vision is blocked by that border pass.
That's one.
Yeah, she's only got one. Are you saying there's people getting around with four?
Two. Three and four, because they each sort of have it, depending on what their job is and the reason they got across the border, each different letter represents a different purpose for crossing the border.
It's incredible when you think about it, like the way that if you haven't got one up there, like that A4 piece of paper, and I know it's over on the passenger side, but it still obscures your view. It really does, because it obscures for me, like if I wanted to take a left turn, that's where I was getting hindered.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good nomination. Let's crown them, Brixie.
You're the tool of the week.
Let's go to Gene from Narang. Gene, who have you got for us?
Yeah, mate, I'd like to nominate the security guard down at Melbourne that was using his tool of the moment for tool of the week. He was going around COVID testing everybody in the building.
That's what they reckon, that the how it helps spread. Yeah, he had a problem, didn't he? Crown him, Brixie.
You're the tool of the week.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Maybe you want to weigh in on this. I heard some funny audio today from Ricky Stewart, and you don't say that very often, that's for sure. Go on. When was the last time Ricky Stewart made you laugh? But Ricky Stewart is taking, he's with the Canberra Raiders. He's taking on the Melbourne Storm this weekend. Turns out,
I walk into the change rooms there. I've got 47 texts. I never turn my phone on after the game, but I thought, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't wrong in what I was thinking tonight. 47 texts. Every one of those texts agreed with every fan out there and everything I believe in.
That's Ricky mangling the English language. Texts, Ricky, texts. No, but what he did today was he's got a bet going with the Melbourne Storm coach, Craig Bellamy, another renowned big personality from the rugby league world. So turns out these two are old teammates and they're really good mates. And Ricky Stewart's side, the Canberra Raiders, have beaten the Melbourne Storms, I think, last three or four times that they've played each other. So Craig Bellamy has made a bet with Ricky Stewart, and Ricky shared it with the media today. Have a go at this.
I certainly know they're going to be ready. I spoke to Craig during the week, and he said that there's no way in the world you'll get us four times in a row. And he said, if you do, I'll run around the Twin Waters golf course naked. That's how confident he is.
Okay. So Craig Bellamy said that he's going to run around the golf course naked if he gets beaten by the Canberra Raiders this weekend. This is what we're going to do. We've got some cool stuff to give away this arvo. I'm going to open the phones up for you. 13 27 10 if you want to be a part of the show. What have you had to do because you lost a bet? What's the best one? Because I've seen that. I've actually seen my mate Barry naked on a golf course before because we were playing a bet. And I bet you there's other good ones out there. Lyle from Currumbin's called through. You can be a part of the show anytime. 13 27 10's our number. Lyle, what's on your mind, mate?
actually involves the Storm. Back in 2008, they played the New Zealand Warriors in the first semi-final. And friends of mine, Warriors supporters, I said, no, well, they haven't got a snowball's chance in hell of beating the Storm. And my mate's wife says, oh, okay, you have to shout at the bear if they win. Luckily, I was working in the mining industry at the time, and I said, I'll shout you an entire carton of your favourite wine, Joan, if the Warriors get up. And as you know, they won in the last minute.
What the bloody hell's going on with your phone? Yeah. They won, and so you had to shout her a whole... How much did it cost you?
I think it was about $195.
You and your big mouth, Lyle. You and your big mouth, mate. Hey, just before we get to the news, Donald Trump's back in the news today because he keeps claiming that that America have done more tests per capita than any other country in the world. And he says that's why they have got the most amount of positive coronavirus tests. And someone's just disputed that. Someone's just said, no, you haven't actually. Get this one. Denmark have tested one in every five people in their country. And today, Denmark had 12 positive tests, okay? In the USA, they have tested one in every eight people in their country. And today, they had 61,000 positive tests. So Trump keeps saying, he keeps on to that theory that he sprouted a couple of weeks ago, that the way to lower, to get lower, to not have as many people testing positive is to not, just not test as many people. Have a go.
Testing is a double-edged sword. We've tested now 25 million people. It's probably 20 million people more than anybody else. Germany's done a lot. South Korea's done a lot. They call me, they say, the job you're doing, here's the bad part. When you test, when you do testing to that extent, you're gonna find more people, you're gonna find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please. I stand before you today to declare the silent majority is stronger than ever before.
Crowd love it. You know, if he was a stand-up comic, he'd be one of the funniest guys in the world, but he's not. He's running the free world.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
We're racking off out of here, but our boys, the Gold Coast Titans, they're just minutes away from taking on the Warriors here at Cbus Stadium. They're doing it, obviously, without David Fifita because he still hasn't signed for 2021. But I've got to say, mate, if he doesn't take this offer, he's got rocks in his head. It's $1.25 million, Dobbo reported the other night on Channel 9 News. That's the offer from the Titans, as opposed to $700,000 from the Brisbane Broncos. So nearly double to come down the M1 here to the Gold Coast and play for the Titans. We haven't heard any movement on whether he's coming or whether he's staying at the Broncos. But Dobbo, man, all over this story, is joining us right now. Mate, how are you?
Yeah, g'day, mate. Can I just say this now? If he does stay at Brisbane, and I heard this the other night, and I tend to agree with Paul Kent, there should be an investigation into the Broncos' books. Because no sane man stays for $550 less.
You're right.
Okay. You know, like, there has to be an investigation. The cap rort would be on. And oh, look, I don't know, and I'm only joking about that. But look, what a decision. It's a really, really fascinating choice that Dave Fifita has to make. Do you take the chance and go down to a club? I believe he could build that club. I think they are really building the Titans. When you look at Mo Fortuaca, Tanner Boyd, AJ Brimson, Fifita, if they can get these blokes together and some, they've got Tino Fasamalali going there next year from Melbourne. They have got a really core group. They are going to build.
Can you just wait 1 second, Dobbo? Just 1 second. Give Dobbo a round of applause for getting out some of those names. Fair dinkum, Dobbo. No wonder you're the best broadcaster in the about rugby league in the country, mate. Getting out those names and not even coming up for air, mate. Congratulations. No.
That's all right. Can I say this, though? Cam Munster, the Melbourne Storm 5-8, I spoke to him 2 days ago. He said, Dob, it's not always about money. And I went, really? He goes, you got to be happy. And if you win rings, money follows. And what he was meaning by that, he believes that Brisbane have the core group there to win a premiership in the next couple of years. He doesn't believe that they can do that at the Gold Coast Titans. Now, that's Cam Munster's own opinion. And so what David Fifita is weighing up is that, Does he give up what is a potential window for a premiership in the next couple of years? It's going to take a little bit longer at the Titans. Or does he look after himself? Another option is Glenn Lazarus told me, he said, mate, do we all remember Jarrell Yao Yee? He'd played for Queensland, he'd played for Australia, he was representing his country, signed a big deal, 21 years of age, smashes his ankle, has never been able to play rugby league again. You've got a short window. Fifita is really confused. There's no two ways about it. He was very upset that the Broncos had leaked all the information out. How it got out, no one really knows, but he was filthy on it. He's now having the weekend. They believe a decision is going to be made in the next couple of days. My gut says he's going to stay at Brisbane. And wow, that is a really, really tough thing. But my gut says the money, it's only a one-year deal. And you don't know what Brisbane are saying. Takeovers this year will back end you when you come back in the following year. We don't actually know, but I don't think he's going to take the deal.
Well, the other thing he has to put into the equation, just adding to what Cam Munster says, is the pressure that comes with being not just the highest paid player in the club, but the highest paid player in the game. And so if he's underperforming at 20 years of age, and if he is not delivering, Daly Cherry Evans can tell you what that pressure's like, and he has to be able to live with that. So, look,
you've also got the added pressure that he's 20, and if we all remember at 19 he decided on a moped to coat hanger a security guard, and we've all got that in us, Luke. We've all got that age. We've all got one of those moments in us, and he doesn't need that kind of heat.
Right, Dobbo, thank you, my friend. We'll listen to the call, the Titans and the Warriors coming up in just a sec with Dobbo, the best league caller on the radio, and we're racking off out of here now. Thank you so much for your company this week. We really appreciate it. We'll be back on Monday afternoon from 3 for your local drive home. Cop you then. Bye.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.